Welcome to the Healing Experiment Podcast, where we don't just talk about healing, we create a felt experience in every single episode. My name is Sue DeMay. I am your host, and I'm excited today to share a process with you that will help you move energy that's stuck or stagnant in the body. And as an intuitive healer, as a spiritual medium, I often encounter clients who are feeling stuck in their body. A lot of times we will process things on a mental and emotional level, and we've kind of come full circle at those levels, but the physical body and the energy body gets left behind. And what happens is it continues to show up in some form in the physical body as a density. And that dense energy leads to disease or physical symptoms or other symptoms that are really challenging. It sometimes even feeds that loop in our mind that keeps us stuck in self-sabotage or feeling defeated and in fear. So when we look at the somatic processing, and that's a process I'm going to talk about today, I'm going to walk you through it. I want you to take some space right now if you can and just create an opportunity for yourself to receive. Let go of all distractions and all temptations for distractions around you. And close your eyes if you can and sink right in. Just pause and take this moment to really give yourself permission to receive as fully and as deeply as possible. Somatic experiencing or somatic processing is something that you need to experience. I can talk to you about it over and over and over again, and you won't have the same experience or shifts unless you actually allow yourself to move through it and experience it. We'll begin by just inviting you to close your eyes. And as I'm talking, my intention is always to hold a certain frequency for healing through my voice and to provide a meditative lesson. So I'm going to walk you through a process. I'm going to provide a meditative lesson. So even if I'm talking and explaining, providing an understanding at the level of your mind, there's energy and shifts happening in the background. So begin with resting your eyes closed and taking some deep breaths. And we often use the breath as an anchor to the present moment. So let your breath anchor you in the here and now. Let your breath draw your attention and awareness inward. As you use the breath to bring you present, you're going to begin to be aware of different sensations in the body. Let go of the temptation to judge or push away or resist or wish away any of those symptoms. Simply be fully present to what is. One way to do that is to create more of a curious mindset or shift into a space of wonderment in the mind. I wonder what this is all about. I wonder what this energy needs to show me. I wonder what this energy is holding. I wonder what this energy needs in order to move or shift. So remaining curious and open in that space of wonderment at the level of the mind and open to receive. Open to experience. Let go of everything you think you know and everything you think you don't know about what somatic processing is. And I will provide just enough of an understanding so that the mind comes along for the healing experience. The soma means body. The somatic experience is the physical body experience of the energy. somatic processing is giving ourselves permission to witness the energy, put a light of awareness on it, and invite it to be processed so that it can be shifted or released from the body. The body will hold on to trauma. Animals will shake it off. Humans are taught and programmed to hold on to trauma, hold on to past experiences, to hold on to fear, to hold on to our wounds. And in some ways, we kind of wear them as a badge of honor. In other ways, we wear them as a shield. We hold our hurt in an attempt to prevent us from getting hurt more. But holding hurt, especially in the heart, only hurts ourselves. If we allow the emotions to be processed in the moment, we can allow them to move through us and they would clear immediately. Emotions are energy in motion and they're meant to be felt and experienced, processed and released. As humans, we're taught to choke back our tears, to swallow down our emotions, to bury our anger because it's not right or it's not healthy to be angry. But that's not true. Any emotion can be healthy if it's expressed in a healthy way. So anger processed in the moment can move through you within 15 seconds and it can be released. And sometimes it comes with words. Sometimes it may be a raised voice, but there's healthy ways to express anger. So we're going to begin by noticing the physical body and gently scan your body from your toes and start to move up the legs. And as you're scanning the body, notice any areas of tension, any areas that feel tight or dense or stuck, or any areas of your body where you feel like you're holding on to something. As we're processing this energy, we're going to set an intention. If there's anything you need to know about the energy, anything you need to know about the area or the history or the past related to that energy, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. And if there's nothing you need to know, let it be processed easily and effortlessly. Now, sometimes the energy might contract a little bit more just with our awareness. That's okay. Breathe through it. As you notice the areas in your lower body, the legs, the ankles, the feet, shine the light of awareness. Bring your attention to any areas of tension, any areas that feel tight or like you're holding something. Pick one area and just really look upon that area with compassion. Be the compassionate witness. Soften around the tension. There may be emotions that are connected to it. This creates space for the expression of that emotion. There may be tears for no reason. There may be sadness and grief for no reason. Let it have its expression. Let it be processed by the body. As we move up into the pelvis, shining the light of awareness anywhere in the pelvis, in the abdomen. Again, meeting any areas of tension with the soft gaze. Soft gaze as a compassionate witness. And that soft gaze is more that inner sight. because your eyes are closed. The physical eyes are closed, but you're looking with an inner sight. You're looking upon those areas of the body, shining a light of awareness, being the compassionate witness, honoring the energy that's held there and the history it holds, and softening around it with an invitation for it to find a path of least resistance, with an invitation for it to clear from the body in whatever path is easiest for it. Sometimes that energy will just dissolve as soon as we shed light on it, like a shadow disappearing as soon as the light is casted upon it. Sometimes that energy may go down your tailbone and out through your grounding cord, or down through your legs, through your feet, into the earth to be reused and recycled. Sometimes that energy needs a path up. So as you bring your awareness to your chest and your heart and your shoulders and your arms, we're going to create a beautiful channel along the spine. Imagine a beautiful channel of light along the spine that would allow energy to flow up and out. So each time you look upon an area of tension, you meet it with compassion. You soften around it. You witness it. Feel what you need to feel. Process what needs to be processed. And invite it to shift. Invite it to rise. Invite it to go down. Whatever direction you feel it needs to go. Witness, soften, surrender, allow. As one area dissolves and softens, as an area of tension is processed, just bring the light of awareness to another area. There may be areas that are a little bit more challenging, a little bit more sticky. Soften around it. Practice gratitude and appreciation for the areas that do release. And practice acceptance and surrender for the areas that remain. Sometimes the energy needs to be released in layers. Sometimes we need to process something a little bit more on a conscious level within the mind or emotionally before the energy can glow. So your intention with this process, somatic processing, is about going into the body and exploring the different areas of the body, shining light on the areas that you feel tension or tightness, invite a softening, invite the energy in that space to be processed and shifted and moved. And then have gratitude for the areas that do shift and accept the areas that remain. Knowing that, there's probably something more to understand around it. As you continue to explore the body and the different areas of tension, tightness, stuckness, use your breath. Imagine you could even bring the breath into that space. And imagine the area around the tension breathing, And with each breath, there's a softening, deepening, softening, witnessing. And there's an honoring that happens. We're honoring the energy. We're honoring the history that it holds. We're honoring the experiences we had. And at the same time, honoring the energy that clears and honoring the energy that remains. Knowing that sometimes those pieces that remain may need a little bit of support. Some of our wounds need a witness, a compassionate witness other than ourselves. And that's where you may reach out for support. That's where you may need to reach out for a session or call a friend to express and share. Somatic processing is something that you can practice on your own. You can come back to this episode and listen to it and repeat it whenever you feel you need to sink in. Whenever you feel that you need to do a clearing in your soma, in your body. Whenever you've had some beautiful shifts at the level of the mind, mentally and emotionally, and you want to bring the energy body and the physical body in alignment with those shifts, this process can help you. In the beginning, it's helpful to be walked through the process, to be guided through the process. Then eventually, you'll be able to walk yourself through it. And sometimes you'll be able to just bring your awareness to one spot in a brief, holy instant, and it shifts. With practice, it will get easier and feel more natural. Take some deep breaths. And you can continue to explore the body and continue to keep your attention here. And stay here as long as you need to. When you feel ready to come back, bring your awareness to your whole body and your physical surroundings. Just take a moment of gratitude and appreciation for the shifts that have occurred, even if it was just one small shift. That's a miracle worth celebrating. I'm going to invite you to share this episode with others if you feel that other people would benefit. I would encourage you to share it and spread the word. Spread the word about the healing experiment. There's so many people right now that really need these tools and really need something to anchor them in the peace within themselves as the chaos rises on the outside. And as the chaos rises on the outside, the chaos will actually rise on the inside as well. So to have a process like this allows us to really go into the tension, go into the idea or the experience of pain in the body and process it, because we're taught to avoid pain, to numb it out. But we numb it out, but it remains. The energy of it remains. So it's a temporary band-aid that doesn't work and eventually gets worse and worse and accumulates. So there's a lot of people that could really appreciate and use a tool like this. It's a simple tool, You don't need anything. You can do it anywhere. So I thank you. I appreciate you. I honor you for listening and tuning in, and I would encourage you to continue to tune into the episodes. I took a little break from recording and interviewing, so I'll be back on track at this point, sharing more information over the next couple weeks. So I would encourage you to join me each week. Go back to the episodes that resonate. Reuse them as you need to, as you feel guided. Over the next couple weeks, I will share more about intuition and ego and how we can heal the mind and heal our hearts and open up that beautiful intuitive channel. So I encourage you to continue to listen. Join me each week. I appreciate you. I honor you. Until next time, love and blessings.